Morning, greetings in Jesus' name. Blessing to be here. Let's pray again. Let's pray. Father in heaven, this morning we come to you, we look to you, and we're trusting you, Father, for a word. And we just pray, Father, that you'd minister to our hearts, that you would reveal yourself to us, that your Holy Spirit would have free course in our midst this morning, for Jesus' sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn with me this morning to Psalm 103. This psalm has been impressed on my heart this recently. I recently shared it, I read it in my personal devotions, and I shared it at work Monday morning, and it seemed like I've been just ruminating over it this past week, and just some very beautiful things here that felt the Lord would have me to share this morning. And I just think I'll read the entire psalm, Psalm 103. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." You know, we've heard praise reports and blessings this morning. We know there are the many benefits, the many blessings, the many good things of God, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as a heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. For as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. The place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the word of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. First verse of the next chapter. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. I see something here that is deep, something that's it's not just a frivolous emotion, but it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." I believe David was speaking to himself. He was speaking to his innermost being. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And he says, "All that is within me, bless his holy name." I guess that's what stood out to me more than anything else here in this message this morning, where it says, "All that is within me." Are we engaged in worshiping God with all that is within us? That is deep. That is powerful. It says, all that is within us, bless his holy name. God is not interested in part of our devotion. God is not interested in half of our devotion. God desires all of our devotion. He wants all of our heart. He wants all that we are. God is calling us to a complete and total surrender in worship and adoration and submission and service to him. He does not want a life that is a little bit for him and the most of it is for the world. God is not satisfied. He's not pleased with that. God wants everything, I believe. It's all that is within me, bless the Lord. That is the challenge on my heart this morning. All of my heart, all of my will, all of the affections of my heart, and all of the emotions of my heart, that all of it is focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. That we have a complete and total giving up of all that we are from our innermost being. It's not just words that we say on Sunday morning. It's not just something we do on Sunday morning. But all of our life, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every day of our life, it's all for blessing, worshiping, serving, giving of ourselves and everything that we are to the glory of God for all that he has done for us. All that is within me, all the powers and faculties within the innermost being of man can be employed in his praise, in his worship, in his service, in his affections, that we can glorify God from their innermost being, from our deepest emotions, from our deepest person, that it be not a part-time situation, but it's a full-time, every day, all the time, totally surrendered and dedicated to pleasing God, to worshiping God, to blessing God. How do we bless God? That was the church thought that challenged me. The blessing of that we bless God by giving ourselves to serving Him and to worshiping Him and praising Him and giving Him glory and giving him the glory that's due into His name, witnessing for Him, sharing our testimony and being on fire for Him continually, every day. Not one of our faculties or powers should be exempt from the duty and privilege of praising and worshiping God and serving God. That's the challenge I see in this verse this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. All the benefits, many benefits are mentioned in this chapter. The blessings of God, His mercy, His grace, His love, His redemption, His salvation, His forgiveness. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. He didn't do a halfway job when He took care of, when He provided for us. He didn't do a partway job. He forgives all of our iniquities. He forgives all of our sins. And He heals our diseases. He heals all of our diseases. He's a God that is able. He's there for us to minister to our needs in every way. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. Every one of us, we were headed for destruction. We deserve destruction. We were sinners. We all sinned and came short of the glory of God. We all deserve eternal punishment in hell. We all deserve destruction. But God, through His great love and His mercy toward us, redeemed us and redeemed us unto Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ, that we can have forgiveness of sins, that we can have a relationship with Him, that we can be sons and daughters of the Almighty God, and our sins are taken away. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amazing God. He satisfies the mouth with good things. Are you satisfied this morning? God is here. He satisfies. That's one of the most beautiful things about a relationship with Jesus Christ, is that He satisfies our appetite. He gives us that which we long for. He satisfies our appetite. Those things that thing within that craves peace, that thing within us that craves to have something that we are outside of Christ, we have that empty void within us. But when Christ comes within our heart, He fills that void and satisfies the soul. He gives us that satisfaction in our soul that we can't find anywhere outside of Jesus Christ. He satisfies our mouth with good things. He says, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I found that verse kind of interesting about that our youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm not sure exactly. I know there's a lot of very interesting things about the eagle, a lot of interesting stories, and I heard one story, I actually wrote it out here, and afterward found out it was totally a myth. It wasn't anything to it, but about the youth, about the eagle being reborn. They say there's a myth about that, that they become reborn after so many years and they're young again, but they said that is totally an old myth that's been around for many years, and they said it shows up on social media every now and then, but they say it's not true. It's not scientifically true. But however, they do go through a yearly, every year they shed their feathers and they molt, go through a molt, and they have new feathers and they become fresh and new again every year. And I believe there's something in there that David is seeing, that he knows about the eagles, that they, it says their youth is renewed, they become fresh and new again. And I believe that's the experience that God gives to his children as we come to him and we receive of him. We receive that satisfaction in our soul. We receive the revival in our heart. We receive the Holy Spirit empowering our life that we can rise up and go for it over and over. And it's not something that defeated and wore down, but that we can be revived and encouraged and resurrected in newness of life and experience his grace abundant over and over in our life. It renews renews our spirit, that we can be strong and alive and effective even in our older age. It says, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. He is merciful, he's gracious, he's slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Isn't that wonderful that we have a God that is merciful and he's slow to anger? He's not going to keep his anger forever, but he may use discipline on us. He may use correction, give a correction to us, but it says he will not keep his anger forever. He hasn't dealt with us after our sins. He hasn't dealt with us for what we deserve. He doesn't deal with us for what we deserve. He hasn't dealt with us for after our sins or rewarded us according to our iniquities. God is merciful and gracious and patient and loving and kind. Man, a God of tender mercies. It says, for as a heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Oh, I cannot comprehend. As we cannot comprehend the heights of the heavens, we can talk about the heavens and the majesty, the unending glories of heavens, of the heavens, of the universe, and all that consists of. It's something that we cannot, in our finite minds, we cannot comprehend. Even so, it is the mercy of God. Even so is his mercy toward us, that we cannot comprehend, we cannot grasp his mercy. As far as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Praise God. We all have had transgressed. We've all transgressed. We've all sinned. We've all come short. But God, through Jesus Christ, through the power of his Spirit, through his blood that was shed for our sins, has removed them as far as the east is from the west, that they are no longer remembered. They are no longer, it's just as if it had never happened. just as if we had never sinned, justified before God by faith in Jesus Christ. We are justified. We are just as if we had never sinned. The sins are cast away as far as the east is from the west. Hallelujah. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth those that fear him. I believe God, he has a heart for you. He has a heart for you and I. He has a heart for those that fear him. He cares about us. He loves us. He pities us. He looks down on us. He understands our frame. He knows what we are. He knows what we're made of. He knoweth our frame, it says. He remembers that we are dust. He remembers where we came from. He remembers what we were made out of. He knows who we are. He knows what we are. It says that he knows that we are dust. And as for a man, his days are as grass, and as a flower of the field, he flourisheth. And then the wind passeth over, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. You know, the fact that we're going right back to the dust. I still remember a brother talking about helping to move a cemetery one time, and he said, when you go down through the graves, he said, these old graves, there's nothing there, but the soil is just a little different color. There's nothing else there. There's absolutely nothing but a discoloration in the soil. That's what you and I will become one day, as far as our bodies are concerned. We're dust. We're nothing but dust. Nothing but a little discoloration of the soil. And that's where these bodies are going to go. That our God has made a place that we can go to be with him throughout all eternity. Praise the Lord. That these bodies will go back to dust. These bodies are weak and frail. They will last a short time, and then they are gone. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Oh, hallelujah. Upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. The mercy, his mercy of God, it's from everlasting to everlasting. God is a merciful God, and he's here waiting and ready to receive and to forgive and to pour his love upon his children. All those that will fear him and will bow our hearts to him and surrender our lives to him. How can we hold back ourselves and give ourselves to the world and to worldly pleasures and worldly the world's program? Whenever God has a program that is so fulfilling and so satisfying and so complete and so provided, so complete for us, his blessings are overwhelming. His blessings are complete and fulfilling. He says, mercy is everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. To such as keep his covenant, to those that remember his commandments to do them. Oh yes, he's calling. I mean, calling us to surrender in service, in obedience, and walking in holiness, walking in peace, and walking in power and the presence of God. Through the Holy Spirit in our life, we can live lives that bring glory to God. Yeah, he understands our frame. He understands who we are. He knows our weaknesses. He forgives our sins. But he does give grace. He gives grace that we can walk in obedience. We can walk in with our heart after God. We can walk with a heart of service to Him. It's those that keep His covenant, and those that remember His commandments and do the things that He asks us to do. This is where the practical reality of our relationship with God comes in, that we serve Him, that we are totally surrendered to Him, and that we walk with Him and follow Him in His footsteps and glorify Him, serve Him, love Him until all the days of our life. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening to the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasures. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places and of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. Also, I want to turn to a scripture in the New Testament, thinking of the completeness of God's provision for you and I. In Colossians, is one of my favorite books in the Bible, thinking about the all that is within me, all the provisions that and God has provided the all things for you and I, and because of His all things that He provides for us, it should move us to surrender our all to Him. In Colossians, the first chapter, there are a couple words that always stand out to me in these chapters. It's the word all and every and full and fullness and complete. Five words that stand out to me in this chapter that are so amazing. And those words, all and every and full and complete and fullness. And I'm going to read through this and notice these words as we read through here of the completeness of God's provision for you and I. I'm going to read this first chapter, maybe a little bit in the second. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus, praying always, always, there's another word, always, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, bringing forth fruit that it doth also in you since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, that ye desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and all longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks to the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of his inheritance, of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. From by him were all things created that are in heaven and earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. He's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father and him that should all fullness, that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things of earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable, unreprovable in his sight, that ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in the body, for his body's sake, which is the church. Wherefore I am made a minister according to dispensation of God, which is given me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages, from generations, but now is made manifest in his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, when we preach one every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we might present every man perfect in Christ, whereunto I also labors together, striving together to this working for the work for which worketh in me mightily. Verse 2, the next chapter says, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches and full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And then my favorite verse of them all in verse 9 and 10, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. Praise God. That is so powerful that God has provided a complete and a perfect plan of redemption, that we can be, by faith, experiencing the fullness and the power and the presence of the Almighty God in our life. Therefore, it behooves us that we present ourselves complete, the innermost, with all that is within us, that we would bless the Lord, that we would serve the Lord, that we would surrender our heart, that we would not be halfway Christian, one foot in the world and one foot in the church, but that we bless the Lord with all that is within us, that we walk with the Lord with all that is within us, all of our faculties, all of our heart, all of that we are, that we could experience the fullness and the completeness and the satisfaction of the Almighty God and his great provision for you and I. And I trust this morning that we can learn what it is. I preach to myself. I preach to myself this morning that I know what it is to be the attractions and the pull of the world wants our affections, but God wants all of our affections. He wants all of our affections, all of our attention, all of our love, all of our worship, all of our praise. He wants all of our heart this morning. So let's surrender our lives to God and let Him have free course in our life and be on fire for Him. I believe in the day and age that we're living, we can't afford to be a part way in the kingdom. We can't afford to be dabbling in the world and allowing the world to have 50% of our devotion and only half of it for God, because He's going to come one of these days, and it's going to be for those that are on fire for Him, those that are ready and those that are waiting. And I trust that you and I will be totally ready and waiting for Him whenever He comes. Okay, let's stand for dismissal prayer. Thank you, Father, for your love and your grace and your peace this morning. We rejoice in you. We bless you. We praise you for all that your wonderful works to us. And we commit this day to you. Bless each one as we go from here. May our lives be enriched and encouraged. We might be serving you with all of our heart this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.